Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren, wish them the best, which come from the living God. That is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He sends the hosts of His angels to serve us. When we hold on His word, and when we stand in that truth, and we don't transgress the scriptures, God sends us armies of angels, and they serve us. And when we stand,
and
He rebukes us for loving us, we boast in that word, and we so highly blessed. Any time He rebukes us for the issue of loving us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank God for the good time He's added us, even this day, moving on to get the light of understanding, the light of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He's going to move on revealing as schemes of Satan unto God and unto His church, or unto the saints of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we know we're moving on to seeing the spirit of the knowledge of God and the way He manifests the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit of knowledge of God and the way He manifests the kingdom of God, and He teaches us how to seek for it, and He shows us the light of the eternal life in the five ways.
The first four ways
we wind them up.
This
day we want to see the fifth way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We saw the light of life,
which
is in the spirits of creations in heavens and earth.
Then
and we saw the light of life, which is in our blood, the vital life in the blood, which is known as the white blood cells. And we moved on, saw the light of life, which is in the water we drink. Praise Jesus so much. We also saw the light of life, which is in the living waters, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars. This day,
still
the spirit of knowledge of God, He wants to show us the light of life, which is in the breath of the Almighty, the breath we used to breathe on the world, the breath which the angels to use.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we thank Him that these accepts to show them to us under the heading we are seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When God reworked the gospel of the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, when He reworked the gospel of the kingdom of God from America, from the 1700s and the 1800s, yet in 1906, the spirit of Satan, he began to beat down that gospel. The spirit of the devil appearing in the fourth beast, the kingdom of the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And out of came religions like the Roman Catholic Church, Protestantism, and the many other religions, and which moved on, beat down salvation, to shift from the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But as we read in the Matthew 12, verse 28, our Lord Jesus explained and He said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has already come for you.
And
that caused us to explain Luke 17, verse 21-27, that indeed the kingdom of God is in our midst, and we got to know it is the Holy Spirit, spoken of in Psalms 139, verses 7 unto 10. And he
said,
where shall we run from your Holy Spirit?
For
every place we go to is there.
Now
we have become seeing fullness of the Holy Spirit and the way he shows the kingdom of God. We as preachers of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, we are meant to show this kingdom and reveal it to people, and we tell it to them. Now is where we stand on the fifth spirit, the spirit of knowledge of God, and the way he manifests the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the spirit of knowledge of God
is
one who shows us the light of the eternal life. The five ways. And the first four ways we finished them. We are on the fifth way. The spirit of knowledge of God. And he shows us the light of life, which is in the breath of the Almighty. Praise Jesus so much. Now, if the gospel of the kingdom of God moved on to be preached, if we moved on to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, even this we would have reached and we knew it, that our breathing is not there by its own,
but
there by this kingdom of God, the spirit of the Lord, the breathing of the banana plantations, the trees, the fish, every plant breathes, and every creation breathes, but it happens by the breath of the Almighty. Praise Jesus Christ. Now we want to get explained of that word.
And
if we knew those how they are, praise Jesus
Christ,
no any person would have acted stubborn unto the kingdom of God.
We
would have understood that even us breathing, it's not by our own.
There's
nothing we've been able to reign over. It's not the kingdom of the children of man, neither the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan, but it's by the spirit of God. Praise Jesus Christ. But the spirit of the knowledge of God, and he shows us the kingdom of God, the one who shows us this light of the eternal life in the five ways. And we are on the fifth way, and he shows us the light of life, which is in the breath of the Almighty. That breath of the Almighty, every creation God created, and that created, when it begins to breathe, it begins from that.
This
tata which starts us to move on. It's like when you get a car key and you begin it, it moves on to start the engine. Praise Jesus. That's the breath we speak of. Move by it all creations on the earth, even in heaven. Praise Jesus so much. Now we want to move on, get light of those. For all of us on the world, most of us think our oxygen is in our nose. We see as if it's compulsory that we are meant to breathe. Is it not that? Or if you're moving, I have to breathe. Is it not that? That is how you see it.
And
people can see the kingdom of God in their midst. But the spirit of knowledge of God holds the light of eternal life. And this time enlightens the light of life, which is in the breath of the Almighty. Praise His name. And it shows that indeed the kingdom of God is there. And it is in our midst. And if it's not that the spirit of Satan moved on, beat down, goes to the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and they got finished, if it kept moving on, most of us would have gotten saved.
And
we would have gotten saved in real.
era twantuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima
gonna
mu lubereberye essula ey'okubiri nonyola
omusa
katonda bw'abumba
omuntu
akozesa kyetuyita breath of life
uses omukka gw'obulamu
oba omukka gwa katonda
the breath of God
yesu
yebazibwakatusome
lubereberye essula yakubiri
let's read Genesis 2
tuve kunyola omukaaga
right from verse 6
olekere olw'omusa
and 2:7 lubereberye essula ey'okubiri n'olunyola omukaaga Genesis chapter 2 from verse 6 naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva mu nsi ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi n'amufuuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu
Yesu yebazibwa
jyo Praise Jesus so much
Katonda yabumba omuntu n'enfuufu
y'ensi God molded man with the dust of the world
Yesu yebazibwa
Praise Jesus
so much
After molding him
yamufuuwamu omukka ogw'obulamu
He breathed in him the breath of life
Bwako tuyita omukka gw'omuyinzayiri
What we call the breath of the Almighty
omukka ogw'obulamu
the breath of life
omanyi kiri wano bwe kitegeka
no the thing is this brethren
katonda bwe yali abumba omuntu
when God molded the man
omwoyo gwe gwe yabikkako omubiri n'amagumba
ne upon his spirit he covered flesh bone and skin
naye wankubadde ng'omwoyo gwali mwe guli n'amagumba n'ennyama nga biteereddwa
even though the spirit was there and bone and flesh were put upon him
naye yali tasobola kutandika katika nzise
not stutter let me breathe
nkyali tekisoboka
it was impossible
wabula katonda yamutandika
but starting God started his breath
ekyo tuyita omukka gw'omuyinzayiri
that is what we call the breath of the Almighty
omukka gw'obulamu
the breath of life
nakyo kitundu kyabulamu
it is a portion of life
yes
praise Jesus much
eri kitali kyangu kyakubanga tokirina n'obeerawo
it's not easy that if you don't have it you can live
naddala ku nsi yaffe
mostly on this planet earth
kubanga ekisinga mu byonna
for most of all
tetusobola ffe kwekolera mukka
we cannot make ourselves that breath But when it comes to angels, they can manufacture that breath for themselves from the presence of God. But he was the one who put it for us.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We shall understand that. You know, we see the kingdom from the earth where we are to the entire heavens and to above the heavens. Moves on manifest in awesome levels.
Yes, he was
Praise Jesus, man. But look at this. When God molded man, he was covering on his spirit. And he covered flesh, skin, even the marrow. And he joined together with the bone.
Though
the spirit was in there,
n'ennyama ng'eteereddwa mu kimu
kimuomuntu
ono yalita sobola kwestartinga nti kanzise
nedda
tekisoboka
era
n'egibuli eno tekisoboka era ekimu ku nsonga lwaki buli kitonde bwe kiggwa ku nsi
Every creation, when it falls on earth,
kitegeddwa okufuna mu kakurai akatontono.
It's meant to get a little cry.
Kubanga wabeerawo okusuffocating nga kutinga
there is a little suffocation in that moment.
Paka katonda lwamutandika.
Till the Lord begins them.
Basinga ne baga nti yajja mu nsinga akaba.
Most of them say they came crying in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye amazima gali bwe gali.
But the truth is this.
Bw'oba osoma lubereberye essula eno ey'okubiri.
When you read Genesis 2.
Olunyi olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu.
Verse 6 and 7.
Oyinza otategeera kakodyo ky'akaali.
You may not realize the trick which was behind it.
Katonda atonze omuntu.
God created man.
Omuntu mutasi akutamba.
That man cannot move.
Bw'alina okufuwa mu mukka ogw'obulamu.
He has the breathing breath of life.
Yoka atandika
okuba. That he begins to move.
Abasinga twali tulowooza.
Most of us thought.
Nti oba oli awo.
If perhaps.
Kirabika omukka ogw'obulamu gwe mwoyo gw'omuntu.
The breath of life is the human spirit.
Nedda.
It's not that.
Omukka ogw'obulamu kirala.
The breath of life is another thing.
Naye nga nayo kiva ku mwoyo wa Katonda.
It to come from the spirit of God.
Ate n'omwoyo nagwo mulala.
Even the human spirit is another.
Mwoyo gw'olina.
The spirit you have it.
Olwo nayo osobola suffocating and not
You can't suffocate and don't breathe.
Si bwe guli.
Is it not that?
Sawa zino mwoyo gwo ogulina mubiri
gwo. Then you have your spirit in your body.
Naye n'otasobola ku accessinga mukka ku
sitaati. If you cannot access breath, oxygen to breathe.
Ne bagamba yazirisa.
And they say they have fainted.
Nino w'oli w'ozirise ne tonafa omwoyo gwo weguli.
Not yet dead, your spirit
Naye oba olwisize access to the oxygen.
But lost access to oxygen.
Simanyi oba otegedde
bulungi. And then you've understood me well.
Kati omukka gw'omuyinzayo bitu
byonna. Now the breath of the Almighty
bulamu
is living.
Bulamu bwennyini.
This is life itself.
Musana gwa bulamu.
It's light of life.
Era ne kati gw'oli okugezaako okusa.
Up now it's what you try to breathe.
Ne kugezaako okufuukira invisible nga tosobola kukula.
Try to become invisible your way you can't see it. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now you separate the human body, the human spirit, and the breath of life.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Those are three things. The human body, the human spirit, and the breath of life, or the breath of the Almighty.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now, anytime you read that scripture, let's repeat that scripture. Genesis 2, verse 6.
Nayo lufune lulinya okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi. N'amufuma omunyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Katonda ng'amaze okubumba ekiro owedde.
After God's molded you are finished.
Amaze okubika ku mwoyo
gwo. He's covered on your spirit.
Agubiseko mubiri.
Covered with flesh.
Olususu.
With the skin.
Joined
together with the bones.
He has
been covered, it is complete.
But
it cannot even move. Neither to twinkle an eye.
Till breath
of life to start the human life.
Then we will move on to
access the breathing.
The
breath of God which moves on to exist around. Which is moving even now. It passes through water, it passes through creations, plants like those. Them two are out there breathing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Because
we could not see and know the things. We think it's automatic to breathe. But at times we see others are broken down, no more breathing. They can't breathe. And at times we gather oxygen for them. And we put it on them. But their spirit is still in their body. Problem, they can no more access breath of the Almighty from outside. That
would have
been that God tries to teach us His presidency. For still He keeps the wise man, a wise heart. Still they gather oxygen after failing to access it yourself, and they pump direct oxygen in you. Imagine a spirit in your body. But its life cannot live on when
you're
not given the breath of the Almighty.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So man.
Now this is what is. In the Job chapter 10. True, when God molds us, covers us with flesh and bones. But when He covers on our spirits, not yet gotten the breath of the Almighty, but the breath of life.
Let's read
there and we hear.
Job chapter 10
from verse 8.
Emikono kyo gye gyammumba gye gyankola. Wamu eruuyi n'eruuyi nayo nzikiriza. Olw'omwenda. Nkwegayiridde, jjukira nga wammumba ng'ettaka. Era olinziza nate mu nfuufu. Olw'ekkumi. Onsituludde ng'amata. N'onkwasa ng'amata amakwafu. Kkumi na lumu. Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wangata wamu n'amagumba n'ebinywa.
You hear?
Nti wanyamba
that you clothed me
ediba
with skin
no mubiri
and the flesh.
Era wangata wamu.
You joined me together
n'amagumba
with the bones.
Ani ko yabika.
Who did He cover?
Yabika ku moyo.
He covered on the spirit.
Gwe kenyeni.
You yourself.
Sibwe guri.
Is it not that?
You
that covered is the spirit.
Time of molding
man in the beginning. Genesis 2, verse 6 and
7.
What God molded and what He covered
is
covering the human spirit, your spirit.
After
covering flesh on it,
no,
and the skin.
It joined
together with all bones.
You
could not be able to start breathing.
Except
when He put in you His breath life in you. not an open access in Gabuata, they were
where you know access what is put around in the outside.
I'm not taking the Gabby.
You understood the word like that.
That it really now I'm a foot and
now we are cars which consume petrol. If we don't have even a single in us,
no, you are about to know neither.
And you still power in a little, we may not work. Now we are a living spirit, but we cannot start ourselves. And what I say, outside there is petrol moving us, the breath of life.
Momotoka. Mujita petrol pump.
Injector pump.
Yes.
Yes, you have a zigzag.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati, if we pull you up,
now we are there to breathe. And this breath of life, you had already put it in the water,
you
had put it in different and you had made it. Even the process, they put it continuous.
But the problem,
if it didn't put the starter in us, cannot access this breath. And that God does it every day. Oxygen and another falls down there without accessing it anymore. Not dead, their spirit is in the body.
And
it can't move.
It's
possible without this breath. You try it. You hold tight your nose, block it. You will still have your spirit in your body.
You
lose the breath of the Almighty. You will be losing the breath of life. You will fall down for suffocation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many things are moving on being done. And
if
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness, it moved on. Most of us saved, we have gotten totally saved.
We
have focused on eating and drinking as a main thing.
I've
seen that as miracles.
But we
would have been there knowing the kingdom of God is working. And take care of all people. But the falling of the gospel by the spirit of Satan
threw
down the gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom.
With
no more new great things like this. Indeed. It pains. How dare you not know things which sustain you?
When you speak,
my oxygen is mine, is in my nose. But is it in your nose? Even when
you are
this world, the Spirit of the Lord gave it to you, breathed it in you. You know
what
he says?
After he
covered your spirit with flesh, bone, and skin,
and
he started you.
No more goggles.
That breath of breath of life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But he had remained with authority on the breath of outside. The breath of life is for God.
And
when you look to chapter 11, chapter 12, Job chapter 12, verse 10.
Okay,
let's begin from verse
9.
Job chapter 12 from verse 9.
Ani atamanyi mwe byonna ngo mukono gwa mukama gwe gulese ebyo. Rekomi. Obulamu bwa buli kintu ekiramu guli mu mukono gw'oyo. N'omukka gw'abantu bonna.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. This breath we breathe remains in the hands of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Even though you think you breathe by your own, but that is foolishness. Indeed, who of us gathers oxygen to ourselves?
To
gather it in our noses.
For
ownership happens.
You
say, indeed I gather my possessions.
Their
mind. Breath in my nose is mine. Tell me how do you gather it?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Just tell me. You gather the breath. If you have the right over that, you're moving on to breathe. But even when it comes from, you don't know. And if it's cut off, how can you explain that? How can argue with who?
Yes,
he was with Jesus.
Okay,
now what can I do?
Going to
argue with who? Government
is almost zero.
Government
of the world
that they take care of us. If God cuts
off,
they are going to report him where? Of that of your forefather, your father, or your uncle, who reported him.
Government,
you take care of us in the world. But your care is like not 20%,
like
2%.
2%
of our life on the world.
There's
nothing you can do without God. Kingdom reigns in the kingdom of the children of men.
You may
government is put hospitals to treat you. Okay, they will treat what? There are things which God had our way. God is great. Never despises any person. He remains in his mighty. Foolish, it's upon you. He is a mighty God. And he's not going to think like you. You think you're foolish? Don't know the end and the beginning of things. He, God, knows. Things has no way to reason with you. You
will
still bring darkness and counsel with words without knowledge. I've seen the hand raised.
Yes, Lord,
we praise him, God the Father, Father of all spirits, and the Lord Jesus, Mother of all creations, and the Holy Spirit who spreads everywhere. Me, I've gotten a couple of questions, but I'm requested to ask three of them. We see when we are above the heavens, we were living. Now my question is, when we
have
gotten out, brought in four living creatures, and they took this breath of life from us, we did have it. The second question, when we are in the four living creatures, it's the same. The other. Now we see when we brought in our mother's womb in the flesh, we are breathing in there. Now the question is, how do we access that breath that we keep breathing in the wombs? Maybe what I get here, there they have taught us the breath of life. Now we have the spirits, but you can't breathe except they have given you the breath. And I say it means the breath of life, that the Spirit of God spreading everywhere. He was taught us as the hand of God, for it's what spreads everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we come from the third question, we know is what spreads the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28. If we cast demons by the Spirit of God, kingdom of God has come for us. Spoken of in Zechariah 4:6. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Even if you breathing, not by your power, you do nothing.
The system we engineer for Nanyo Muka Muku.
That's the gathering breath in you. God created it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mbozi kuchiyaku echibuze chokubili.
Maybe the second question. I came from this third, moving upwards.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The second, what if we are in the womb, how do we
access that?
Know you're eating, you're drinking, you're breathing, you share on your mother's portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
You have nothing your own in the womb.
You
share your mother's portion.
That's
why when speaking Jeremiah 1,
that
from 4:3-5, he knew you before you were in your mother's womb, before he put you in there.
Knows
how we connect your system to your mother's. Most of the things you get them through your mother's system. You go to toilet together with your mom. You susu together. You eat together. You breathe together. That's when they connect to the woman system. The woman totally messes up.
There is a new system
and they connect on hers.
Connecting lights on the same system
to get the same electricity from the same wire. There is some distraction happening. That will speak of you, your moods change.
And
what threatened?
The system
that join you
in. It needs
many ingredients.
So
it can suck you out, finish you. Can eat all ingredients within you out.
You
may get
everything
you have taken care of, your body goes to the child.
We are not going to
study that at this time. We shall see when you see the details. Don't raise hands much.
Yes, you
must praise God. But your system totally changes. And you first produce food. Eating when it has begun coming in the womb. We first eat out whatever
you've
been eating.
Vitamin.
Ask for another vitamin.
Protein. Protein.
You two put in another. But if you get
yours,
it will get
yours.
You eat much. And those people,
they
refuse eating like 3 months. And things are not clear. It's no appetite. It's just
being.
There's the colleague connected on the system. That we brought nothing on the world. We shall go back with nothing. When we got in
from above,
our spirits were posed in the following creatures. In the second heaven. That's where they are found. Now those spirits, when they put them in baskets to be brought, like Zechariah 5, verse 4 to down, when they put them there, they delay to start them in the system of their mothers. It takes 3 to 4 months to start them.
And you
start them connected on your system well.
And then
3 to 4 months, you can feel the child kick and they have begun. They are breathing on your oxygen. Many times when they are
passed,
you have to breathe in the north. If you don't
breathe,
others totally get messed up.
When
they say you pass the child,
struggle
to connect on the breathing system.
No,
don't tell me that. hospital teaching. But that is of the kingdom. You've already connected the system, you know it now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Others
ask questions. Praise Jesus, brethren. We thank God for teaching us. Me too, I have two questions. I want to know if someone is being taken out of the body. We see they are cut off oxygen and they no more breathe. Now when the spirit gets from the body, it first breaks not to breathe, then it peaks again. Disconnected from the world and the season is up. Maybe
talk
questions because there are plenty coming. What is the thing? When you read Job 28, he bases above the heavens, begin to measure breath for us.
He measures
all the winds. Calculated, I don't know even what your season starts. When they will finish, you will see.
Connecting
the
system,
no more connect on the system of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
the Spirit of the Lord.
No
people will try on
us. Season
is the oxygen you have on the earth is to take 40 years,
60.
When it finishes,
no
matter
life in
everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in Job, we see.
Yobu yabiri monana, ulinyuruwa yabiri mwenye.
Yobu esula yabiri monana, ulinyuruwa yabiri mwenye.
Job 28:24.
Kubanga tunulida okutu kwa kunkomero zensi. Ila alaba yabiri wansi uwe gulio na. Yabiri mutano. Kwa kukole la empeo, ichigera. We wawo, apima amazi, nechipima.
Ulide jasinzira.
You hear where he bases. Above the heavens, and he sees through all the heavens, our Father, and he measures the wind, measures the breath. Everyone reaching the world. This responsibility not of Jesus,
and not
the Holy Spirit there that do what is being told. Measure for you, then you to breathe on the world for
how many?
When it finishes, you will see me breathing more and you've ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it was counted for 60 years, when you finish, maybe make a request, just like Ezekiah.
Must
be added for time, 15 years or 20.
No,
you'll be able to stand in that time. He eventually fell in that season. There's a film called the End Time.
In time. Yo,
they measure for you oxygen. You buy it. Whether for 400 years, 500, and you live for that. What they acted, they don't know.
But me, I know
more than what they thought.
For
everyone,
in time,
you are in Mubude. Everyone brought in their own time. Move on, align themselves. Everyone their own season. You have a season here. Under the sun like Ecclesiastes
3.
Season and time.
Now you realized in time.
Who counts that? That's the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit.
And
the Father is the one involved in this concerning life, breath of life. He counts it himself.
And
finishes, we shall remain accessing oxygen. And you're finished.
He's still blinking.
And he says, he's blinking now, he's like,
this
breath, whole life keeping you in that mood, that he blink. I shook my head. At times I even shed tears. It was beyond me.
He takes
in the hospital, another, they are calling others. Put oxygen on them and they keep blinking. They have a blinking like a robot.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If the
gospel remains
the
church would have been so wise. But
we thank God.
Accepted to renew it.
Based
in the nation of Uganda. Renewed for America. Yet it failed. The spirit of Satan moved on to expite it. Because of eating and drinking is under the sun.
But right now,
higher wisdom.
Cannot
more contend
against
those who did study being doctors, they don't know indoctrinate. They are wise doctors. Teach you the
system.
Studied in your books, get you from the Bible. You can't go beyond me in human being. Creations in heaven and the earth. Remaining, put them in black school. Most of them I had to
remain.
You too now, God give you
the
same. Thank you for that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God blesses above heaven. Measures this breath. And he put it in the
wood.
When it will finish, you will see it. Even the infants who have come on the world. Measure that will spend 40 minutes on the world. And the God will live there one day. If there are no schemes of Satan. Making craftiness on some children. That do it, God doesn't accept it, never happens.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise Jesus. When you look to Job
27,
verse 4, he speaks like this.
Job 27,
verse
4.
Job
27, from verse 3.
Kubanga obulamu bwange. Bushari mulamba munse. No moyo gwa Katonda. Guli mu nyindo zange. Rokona. Mazima emimwa gyange. Tejogera butali butuukirivu. So, n'olulimi lwange. Terwatudde ulimba.
Let's begin from verse 1 to understand well.
Yobo esulabiri musanvu n'olinyo lusoka.
Job 27 from verses 1.
Awo yobo naleta nate olugero. Awo Yobu naleta nate olugero olugero lwe n'ayogera nti nga Katonda bw'ali omulamu alidde ensonga yange era omuyinza w'ebintu byonna eyeeraliikiriza emmeeme yange olwokusatu kubanga obulamu bwange bukyali bulamba mu nze.
This verse 3. My breath is in me.
Is it?
He uses like three words here. Verse 3 says this. Let's read the English version.
Job chapter 27 and verse 3.
Yobu esula yabiri mu musanvu olulimi lwokusatu.
All the while my breath is in me, and the spirit of God is in my nostrils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All the time,
okusoko kuli mu nze,
that breath is in me.
Naye connection ya connectinze n'omwoyo gw'omuyinza ebintu byonna obufu.
But the connection is connected with the spirit of the Almighty, which is connected with my nose. We speak of our spirit. But the Holy Spirit outside is the one connected on our nose. And enables us to breathe in and out. All along is the one involved in that. It comes, disconnects from the door of the nose. It cuts you off and you struggle for breath and much is passing, you cannot access it.
Connecting
your nose is disconnected off.
Yes, he was
raised.
Yes.
No matter what you want, doctors put oxygen on you. The one who enters it, it is no more there.
Moyo wa mazima,
spirit of truth.
Manye, enda wetu wali kusoma moyo wa mtukufu.
When we stand the Holy Spirit,
mabido bya kanisa za pezirie zi
kutamani. Our churches of ignorance.
Twali kumanyi bambi mbeza atabula mukurabe nako ne kali kitegera chikomawa.
Ever present help in times of sorrow. We didn't know its end.
Era bambi moyo wa mtukufu mbase kati
ga. Holy Spirit in our midst.
Atakurubisi wangali tumumani.
Never been glorified, we didn't know.
Ni yes, kwa akura bya ino kula
ba. Remain, do what it's meant to do. Up to now.
Singa kirungi nnyo mukama nako stinka nya omoyo wene munyumya.
Would have been good.
Na moyo mutukufu yeka.
God makes you meet his Holy Spirit and you speak with him.
Akubulire mirimo jako
na tell you the works he does under the sun.
Akora.
He works.
Na yete tufayo.
But we don't mind.
Kale na yete tuchamu chako mulamu.
If he did take it from doing his work.
Kubaka yogira mbodi sinagamba.
We spoke in Ecclesiastes saying.
Yaraba abantu bonna wansi wenjuba
ngabalalu. All people under the sun and their mind.
Get
up on us, remain to do God's
work.
Those who yearn for him are the ones he
meets.
And he reveals them separate.
That's why the
Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9
to 10,
that the Spirit alone searches
even
the unknown things of God, and he reveals them to us. See, all this is under the sun.
But
not everyone, they show them to them. And we are highly blessed. Able to access this wisdom.
Whoever
this knowledge.
Yes, you are to
praise Jesus mind. But people under the sun.
Again, a mass look at Kanga Bobagena, no basha.
They move on to pray. As if they do it by their own.
Now you get them, you're
spoken in Job 27. And he
says,
verse 3, all this while, the breath is in me,
and
the Spirit of the Lord is
unto
my nose.
Connecting up to my nose.
On me, I breathe.
Yes, we have
praise
Jesus.
Jesus.
We move on to see
as if we breathe by our own. How can we do that? God is not there.
Almighty
is here that we serve him. But it is his foolishness. And if they'll be beating them,
you
know, we head on see the spirit of fear of God. And the way he shows the kingdom of God. Why he was put there. The end of it all.
You
have to fear God whether you want it or not. For his end with the lake of fire. You have to fear God. And
if the cost of the kingdom remained moving,
we would
have seen the kingdom of God in
us.
The fear of God, the spirit of the Lord,
is to hate evil,
helping many from evil. But
it is
not that.
That means
people have to fear him by faith. He made amazing
things,
and they are so threatening.
He
brought death checking from the
world.
Things threatening take you from the world. Death strikes you. God, the one
who created them,
brought an axe that crushed them,
and
died weeping. You fear the rest of the world. But because of foolishness, but others
don't
fear in the way of other things threatening. The one you love most, check from the body weeping. Though you pray God, he refuses. Strike you with all and you can move yourself. Yet you don't get back to standing.
That's what
you fear of God's
law. It
reaps murderers be in the world.
You find
someone
they
cut and you feel afraid.
You know, we are
used to the kingdom of God.
It
has many criteria. I say, the rest must happen.
And I find
people that have knocked them down, and you bring to tear them to pieces, glory back to God.
It was given to
Satan, still you saw them happen.
But
someone, and he
took
them. When another loved them,
he
struck them with all to fear God, and they refused. Fully, though you put them in a grinder,
no, it
right the head, they don't hear. You get them, though they are no humble.
That's why.
That's why God left them to happen.
And
they reach the privacy, that God doesn't mind. You will fear me.
Say,
do something threatening.
Oh, something amazing.
Prove to God he did his. Let's
breathe
that we know. I'm looking, you see the kingdom of God of the world in there. You have to run. You can't hinder them to happen. Those we hinder are of the schemes of Satan.
If
God raising his hand, people are bombed in the world, they explode. God is still on the throne. Joking with him. Let's finish the spirit of knowledge. And the way it shows the kingdom of God in our midst. The one of the fear of God is harsh.
You come and die.
You want to fear before you reach studying that?
But those
people still harden their hearts.
You know, God can out a stony heart, give you a heart of flesh. You wonder how they your brethren and they crush like getting drunkard and move. And you remain drinking alcohol yourself.
That
the heart of stone will add it. These who reach, you just keep seeing them. You say, Lord, let's prove the scripture. Let's keep packing in the goodness and the evils. Harsh pigs and they are for God. And they are of the spirit of fear of God. You can bring wild rainfall, hailstones,
and
destroys down everything. Rain upon you, rainfall to displease you, and they don't hear. Why does God do all that? Why in the spirit of fear of God? Imagine this
spirit.
Connected in the spirit
of God.
You went committed adultery.
No. No, Fumatario,
this is not there.
Now,
when you
have
imagine you birth a child,
they can't gamble
and they tell you,
or even through
a you profit nothing.
You have
right over them at you do. Now
we act
stubborn.
Is
at the start of God, I can strike. Because a human being, they became mad. They don't understand how they beat them. They will understand in hell and the lake of fire. Most people say, Apostle,
like
that and you are laughing. I cried and finished in the journey of heaven. You have to
be there's
nothing I can do for you. And prove you totally get saved. Stop planning and surviving in the Lord. Stop the doubtings. Prove to you that they don't doubt.
Yes, we must
praise you. But that's the breath of life. Or the breath of the Almighty. You move on
Jesus.
We serve on the world.
It
makes us not the system with everyone coming on the earth.
No, son of
God. And you breathe, you still.
No,
of the breath of the Almighty, then you act and do stubborn things. Wait, the spirit of fear of God. You will tell me. The way
it
connected to
you,
then you familiarize me.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible speaks Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And he said by his spirit, breath, life, he keeps it moving day and night.
It's
going and coming to meet you.
He's
done it, but you will tell him. You say he doesn't keep for a reward.
That
false, say that deceives you. God keeps, you have to pay him back. Because you pay at the end. You for giving you all his good things. And you get on the world to familiarize him. Why do you think he said, forgive us of our debts? What does he, do we owe him? And he said, we have a day. It's not the body which is
commanding
us, but the spirit.
Who is the spirit?
Bible says God is the spirit.
He
demands
you
think you not, it's not giving you for you to pay back. Be there calling yourself. Me, I know it. He gives us, we have to pay back to him. But that payment, it doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit him, it benefits us.
Every
one of eternal life, he gives it to you yourself.
You never
Get hungry. Let us see here.
What is that?
Let's read Ecclesiastes. Let's begin from verse
1.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ebigambo by'omubuulizi mutabani wa Dawudi, kabaka mu Yerusalemi, olw'okubiri. Obutaliimu, obusinga obutaliimu bwonna. Bwayogera omubuulizi. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna. Byonna butaliimu. Olwokusatu. Magoba ki omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe gwonna gwakola wansi w'enjuba? Emirembe emirala gigenda. N'emirembe emirala gijja. Ensi n'ebeerera awo ennaku zonna.
Tetwatuuka ekisa tukimanya.
We reach the time God used to it.
Era nseebeera
bwetyo. The world is like that.
Those
who were here before came and went. And we too, we came, we shall go. Even others will come. But what is this? Generations, which the way they go, gives us boldness to remain in sin.
For
when they take your neighbor, God replaces another neighbor.
But
if they took an entire village to go more away, we would have feared.
Then I thought
that is there. It's just trying to show us that we have life. Yet not. Yet our brethren are going. Where they go, most of them, it's not a good place. And they are cut off from this life. And they are thrown in hell. There there is no oxygen to breathe. Even what's there is
suffocating.
And they are in suffocation all their days. They are fainting. But they are there. And because they bring more colleagues to
life,
we don't see that gap. Your friend went, you got another friend.
You
don't see a gap there. You may not see a loss in that.
Though
you lose a husband, you get another who loves you more.
Yet
it's all vanity.
There
is another way. And where they are in pain, don't analyze that, you will go there. But the rich man speaks in Luke 16, verses 19 to 20. He said,
then
warn my five brothers on the earth. Don't come
away young.
I left from. They are also
here.
They think I went with
them.
I am in agony. It's
buried.
When their brother went, they didn't think much where he has gone.
Who told us
we are going to be like our elder brother who died?
There are
criteria, you know, they have gone where? You are boosting in the name of your forefathers. I have to be like my uncle.
Do
you know where he is?
What do we think
which is deceitful in the world? existed, there are those who left and went.
You go if you're not careful, you go in a situation not when,
but it didn't come because of forgetting. We are going to forget you.
You choose to breathe the breath of the Almighty, and you never obey His commands.
Now, when you have not birthed, at least you adopt another in the world, and you rest your soul.
But it's not resting.
That's why he calls us all, we're wearing burdens, that you see the rest of our spirits.
But the world is not resting, everything is deceitful.
Still people argue, others begin. That is Ecclesiastes speaking that.
There is a time of hating and a time of loving.
The world is the same.
Generations go, others come, and they don't see the gap of those who've gone.
These who come cover gaps of those who went.
This
is deceitful
experiment.
And we begin to rejoice. If God didn't join up and left those gaps of people who have gone, at least we would have remembered. We would have missed them. Healing up the gap affected us another way. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4.
Emirembe emirala gigenda, n'emirembe emirala gijja. Ensi n'ebeerera awo ennaku zonna. Olwokutaano. N'enjuba evaayo, enjuba n'egwa. Neyangwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva.
We used it will go and it will come. How do you formalize? The sun we fold it in place. How dare you say the other day do not give light? Matthew 24, you read them there. You see the sun will not give light. Even the moon never. Even the stars. These have lived many years. Holiness made us get used to them. As we claim, just as you think of the breath, I will wake up, I will breathe. Even though I breathe. When you plant, they come to pass, and you feel yes.
If we fulfill our works,
but they have every word. The good or the evils. You think of that. But the breathing moves on. Even the sun goes and comes. We are used to that. Don't know the kingdom of God, which commanded the sun to be there. We know there are foolishness in the scientists. Evolution put them in place. The thunder came from where? Who put them in place?
What foolishness does it to people? Not knowing the kingdom of God. Don't speak of it.
When we look for verses of eatings.
You
want to know what?
What was Zion
doing? Daughter of Zion, cast dust from yourself. You are doing things of the mad people. Judge in the world, you are the most foolish.
If you worship the wise God, you don't understand even your surroundings. What's wrong with you? You don't even know how food grows. Your God Almighty creates it, as you say.
Let us see. Mkutambula kwayo, mpeo nida na te, mkwetolula kwayo.
Mtu waji manjira.
We are used to that.
Eja kugendela, kukono iranzi.
It will come back, me I will breathe.
Ita kurane
again. It goes and comes.
Nida.
And it comes.
Ate fuba kwa kichisele.
It tries for every time it's there.
Unganjia kushe.
It is there, I will breathe.
Ani ananzizo
kushe. Who will?
Ani anangano kushe.
Who will refuse me to breathe?
Eja kugendela, nzeburi wangu ngeenda weringa.
Everywhere I go, the wind is there, I will breathe.
But
did you put it in there?
That
we know we have to
break.
We know it passes and goes. And they ask you, do you feel cold?
Do
you feel cold? You first listen. Here. Have you ever heard of the wind? You perhaps have heard of it. Have you ever seen it? It's of what color? This you breathe now.
Or
you think to hold a right over it. What you have a right over it, you would have known it. Okay, the oxygen we breathe is of what color? The other said it's colorless. They don't understand it. What is that we breathe? The breath of life. The breath of the Almighty. God bless you. That's the light of life. The way it appears in the spirit of knowledge of God. We shall begin from there. See the spirit of fear of God. And the way he manifests the kingdom of God. Under the heading.
The
Holy Spirit reawoke the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven from America in the
1700s
and the 1800s. But that gospel, it fell again in 1906. And right now, the Spirit of the Lord presumes to awaken based in the nation Uganda,
Africa,
in Africa.
And
thank him, God. Given us all life
in
the name of Jesus. Glory and honor to him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit.